Welcome to another edition of More Than Football, recorded right here at Triple M. My name is Tim, and today I am here with a Reds legend. 123 appearances in all competition, that ranks 8th all-time. 27 goals in all competition, that's 5th all-time. He's an FFA Cup winner, A-League Premiership and Championship winner. I am, of course, talking about Marcelo Carrusco. Welcome to the show.
How are you, Tim? Thank you very much.
Very good. It's good to have a chat to you. I mentioned before we came in that, you know, I joined the club as a staff member in halfway through the 16-17 season. So you were still there, but I didn't get a chance to, you know, it's not like we sat down and had a coffee. I didn't get that chance. You're busy playing yes. and training. So it's good that I get a chance to sit with you now, get to know you a little bit better and ask you about your career. So I appreciate you coming in. We're going to start right at the beginning. So growing up in Argentina, you know, what was it like? What was family life like?
Yes, I grew up in Argentina. I started playing football when I was 4 years old. Mm-hmm. I was playing for the same club until I was 11 years old. Everything in Argentina is... My life was going around the soccer balls, you know, always playing with my brothers. My older brother played as well, so my father loved football. So every 2-3 times a week we went to training, seems very, very young. And after when I turned 11, I went to Estudiantes de La Plata, which is the club and I follow in Argentina. Actually, the biggest club in Argentina, let me say that. and after... When I was 18, I had the privilege to play in the first team and make a debut when I was 18, I think, and after in Argentina, I got my parents, my older brothers, my younger brother, which last month he moved to Australia, so he's living with us now at the moment. He's planning to stay, so happy to have family here as well.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I'm just going to go back again. So, mum and dad, you know, what did they do? What were they like? They obviously supported you the whole way through.
Yes, we grew up in a countryside. We have a chicken farm. We still have a chicken farm over there, which my father and my older brother is running at the moment. And yes, we have a fireside pitch. With lice, everything in my house, so was something helped me in my development. All the time playing there with my older brother, with my brother friends, with friends. I think it's something that helped me with my skills and it's something that unfortunately here in Australia we don't have much. So my mom always was looking after us, looking after the house, and they support me all the way. They took me to training. They look after me all the time. First was, of course, going to school, and second was playing. So I did well at school, even though I didn't play, I didn't went to training. I'm very grateful because of them. I did a career I did.
Yeah, wow. So who were your role models growing up, like football or otherwise?
Yeah, it was my father, of course, but talking football ways, I think at the moment was Maradona, always looking at him.
Yeah.
Also was another player that I love the way that he played. That was Kili Gonzalez, Cristian Gonzalez. He was a left footer also. He played for national team for many years. And I remember looking at him and his movement and everything.
Yeah. So, you know, you mentioned that you went to Estudiantes. So how were you noticed by that club? Like, when did you sign your first professional deal?
Yeah, I went there when I was 11. I went for a trial and I did pretty well the first training and I signed straight away. And after was a long journey, 7 years training almost every day there and going to games and trying to play because when I was 11 to 14, I think. I didn't play much because I was very skinny, was small compared with my teammates. So I didn't play much. And when I turned 14, 15, I started to play a little bit more. And after that, from one division when I was for under 16, we call Sexta over there, I went to train with the first team. And after, I play one game in the reserve team against Boca Juniors. And after, the following year, I make the first team, and my dream came true.
Yeah, when did you or your family first realize or notice that perhaps you had some skills here to make it at a big club like that?
I don't know. It's a difficult question. You should ask my parents. I don't know. To be honest, when I was young, I was enjoying the sessions, enjoying the training. I was doing what I love it, yep. And I did a lot of sacrifices as well. But because always in my mind was to be a soccer player, mm-hmm. and you have to have a lot of commitment. You have to be very professional for a very young age, and mm-hmm. and also have the support for your parents, which I did, and I'm very grateful for that. And from, as I say before, from 16, maybe 15, all your friends going out, and you want to have a normal life, you can say, but sometimes you play in the day after, you need to look after yourself, you need to eat well, you need to eat healthy. So you need to be very, very focused to make it. I was very committed, and that's why I make it. And I'm very grateful for that, and also for the support I got from my family, which is still they are there.
Yeah, and you mentioned that you still have the chicken farm.
Yes, we have the chicken farm, of course.
Did you have to help out on the farm?
Yes, When I was young, went to my father or work in the farm as well, collecting eggs and helping him. But not much. If my father listened, he would say no, I didn't help much. But I did when I was young, and after I focusing in the school and football. And I couldn't help him anymore. That's why I left my brothers to do the job.
Mm-hmm. Have you thought about starting a chicken farm here in the Adelaide Hills, maybe?
Not really. But my brother came now with working after 12, 14 years there, right, as a manager. And he came to Australia now, and he of course he always asked me why we don't put one here. I said, I don't know, man. I don't know. We see maybe next year.
Well, there's plenty of farmland around
of course,
here.
You could never know.
Yeah, you've got we'll get to the academy later, but the Karooska Chicken Farm or whatever you want to call it, it could be a sound business.
Yeah, why not?
So back to the football. It's Estudiantes, as I said, is a big club.
Yep.
And bigger than Boca Juniors and River Plate. But what was it like to face clubs like that?
Yes, first, of course, Estudiantes is one of the biggest clubs now in Argentina. Verón is the president at the moment. They have good, very good players as well. Mascherano came back to play in Argentina League, and he's playing there. And also Marcos Rojo, that was in Manchester United, come back, also is playing there at the moment. And it's a club that everyone is like a family. You go there and everyone knows each other. They are very open. Every time I come back to Argentina, always I go there to say hello. Even if I have to train, they open the doors. You can train. Doesn't matter who is the coach at the moment. They always are open and always looking after the ex-players, mm-hmm. which bring a good culture. The club's culture is brilliant. It's one of the best I ever see. So hopefully we can bring these culture clubs here to Australia. And this is part of the thing I got in my list for to 2020.
Yeah, well, as I mentioned before, we'll get to the academy, and you are back here at Adelaide United, so we can get to that. Let's put a pin in that one just for now. But, it's obviously well documented, that you represented Argentina at under 20 level. You went to a FIFA under 20 World Cup in the UAE.
Yep.
So just, describe what was that experience like?
Yes, I was playing in Estudiantes. I played only, I think, one game or two games when I received the call from the national team. Mm-hmm. And we played the Sudamerica competition, which we won, and we qualified for the for the World Cup. And yeah, to represent your country, of course, is one of the biggest highlights in my career, and I'm so proud and happy to be part of that team at that moment. Yeah, and after we went to the World Cup and we did pretty well. We couldn't win the cup, but was something I will never forget.
Some of the players in that team, some big names that went on to some big careers. You know, Carlos Tevez, you mentioned Mascherano before, Pablo Zabaleta.
Yeah.
You know, what was it like, you know, playing with those guys?
No, now you look back, of course, you would say how fortunate I was to be part of that team. But when I was playing there, I was one more player. Just teammate, and we have a great relationship. We have a great group also, which helped us to win the South American tournament. And yeah, a couple of guys I still get in touch with. But yeah, it was very, very nice to be part of that team.
Yeah, could you see the types of players they were? And could you see the type of the skill level they had?
Yes, of course. These three that you mentioned, for example, they were playing in national team since they were 14 years old. Mm-hmm. And actually, Pablo, Zabaleta and Mascherano are younger than me, mm-hmm. 1 year younger. And they were playing in under 20s when they were 19 or 18, actually. And Mascherano especially was unbelievable. He surprised me every session. He was quick, strong. Wow. Good with the ball, technique was also unbelievable. And after he played all those years in the national team, because he deserved, and he was, I think, the best number six in this case. We say number five mm-hmm. in Argentina, but he's number six here in Australia. The best number six in Argentina national team history, I think.
Yeah, you mentioned he's back now.
Yes,
in Argentina.
He's back to Estudiantes.
Yeah, so there's obviously something about the club, as you've mentioned. I mean, you know, what's the atmosphere like playing in those stadiums and in that league?
Yeah, it's different comparing with Australia, but it's amazing. It's amazing. You hear the support from the warm-up, you know, the stadiums always are packed, always full. And it's something that I miss when I mm-hmm. came to Australia. This kind of support and from the fans, but yeah, Australia had different things that at that moment I preferred to. So that's why I decided to come to here and play in the league.
So, just talking about the Copa Libertadores final last year. I think it was last year with Boca Juniors and River Plate.
Yes.
And some of the things that went on with the fans. Did you experience any of that crazy fandom?
Yes, of course. Yeah. All the time. All the time. Every game was a different story, you know. If you do well, it was brilliant. If you didn't, and you have problem with the fans. Of course, we have different moments where fans come up to the training session and stop the training session and come to us. Hey, guys, what's going on here? You need to start winning.
Wow.
It's not you're going to have a problem with us. And say, and yes, these kind of things are pretty common in Argentina, mm-hmm. unfortunately. But yeah, and when you're winning, you are in the top of the world, you know, and everyone love you. But it's pretty like, it's a bit like that, you know, up and downs. When you are winning, everyone's love you. When you are without you don't win. If you can imagine Messi, for example, have different... everyone loves him. He's the best player in the world, and unfortunately, still when he goes to Argentina, there is fans that don't like him because he never won a tournament with Argentina.
Yeah.
And which for me is crazy. But yeah, it's difficult to understand the fanatics. The fanatics.
Yeah. It's a religion in South America.
Yes. Yeah. And even when I went to Turkey in Galatasaray, it was similar. Similar. Mm. People was crazy. Yeah. But it was good. I enjoyed.
Well. That's a good segue because I was just about to ask you about your move to Galatasaray.
Yeah.
So describe that. Like how tough was it playing over there since I believe you signed a 5-year contract?
Yes.
Was that right? Yep. If you don't mind me asking, what happened? Like did you plan on staying in Europe or, you know, what happened there before you went to Cruz Azul in Mexico?
Yes, when I was in Estudiantes, I have a couple of offers to leave the country, and I decided to go to Galatasaray because it was one of the biggest, with Fenerbahce, the biggest club in Turkey. And that year we played the Champion League and UEFA League. So this was one of the reasons I decided to go there. Also, I signed 5 years contract. Moving from living with my parents to Turkey, pretty different country compared with Argentina. Yeah. Muslim country as well, different lifestyle, everything was pretty different, so it was a bit difficult the first six months especially, but after that I enjoyed, it was a great experience. I met a lot of good people over there also. Praying against Galatasaray fans, it was something also I will never forget, and I have great memories. And I was there 2 years only because I didn't play much with one of the coaches that was there, and I was 24 at the moment, 23, 24, and I couldn't afford to play for a couple of years, so I decided to move. So I have this offer from Mexico, Cruz Azul. I went to Cruz Azul for 1 year, and I was playing there. Was doing well, and I have an injury. I broke my collarbone in a game, and after that, the next 6 months was terrible because I came back from that injury. I broke again, came back again after 2 months. I broke again, so I was outside for 6 months.
Wow!
And I came back to Argentina to have an operation. I don't want to remember the doctor at the club because I'm enjoying the interview at the moment, so I don't want to remember that doctor. Yeah. But yeah, I came back to Argentina and I have an operation there. And I went to Estudiantes, of course, to train, as I said before. Always I come back there. And I went there, and Alejandro Sabella was the coach at that moment. And the two assistant coach were two coaches that I have when I was in under 12 and under 13 in Estudiantes. So I knew them, and I started training with them, thinking in my next contract, coming back to Turkey. I wasn't sure at that moment, and Sabella want me to stay there and play for Estudiantes, and Estudiantes at the moment have the World Cup clubs in Dubai as well, so I decided to stay there, and I signed for 1 year in Estudiantes again.
Yeah, wow. So, yeah, full circle back to Argentina.
Yeah.
What type of challenge is it, and when you go through injury problems like that?
Yep.
And the type of mindset you have to have, especially if you're away from home like that as well.
Yeah, it's difficult. It's very difficult, especially when you are young and you don't have this psychological support, especially because it was in a country where they speak Turkish.
Yeah.
And I didn't speak English either. Right. So I have a translator as well, which helped me a lot. But, you know, most of the day I was by myself with my brother or a friend that came for visit us But yeah, it was difficult. I remember sometimes crying before I go to bed, you know, I say, what I'm doing here, I should go, I should stay, you know, thinking in your future, what is the best? And it's not easy, it wasn't easy, but yeah, I think helped me to build my resilience as well, you know, to keep trying and keep following my dream that was to play in Europe, and I did it. And after during my career, unfortunately, after come back from Mexico, I have a lot of injuries, and I started psychologist as well. I almost quit football when I was 29, before coming to Australia, because I have injuries, muscle injuries especially, every month.
Wow.
So yeah, it was crazy. And before coming to Australia, I was thinking to quit.
Really?
Because mentally I was pretty bad, and I started psychology as well which helped me a lot to go, went through that. And when you are players, you don't realize that there are more important things than just play. Playing football is just a game, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes you are in that moment that you think if you don't play, you don't have anything in life to live for, you know. Mm-hmm. So especially in Argentina, which is a country with like it's a religion for us.
Yeah.
And yeah, the psychology helped me to see the world in different ways, and and I came back, and after I had the offer to come to Australia. And I spoke with my wife and we decided to come here and try.
That's actually the perfect segue. So we're going to leave it there for part one with Marcello Carusca. So just stay tuned. Part two will be coming soon, where we'll talk a lot more about Cello's career at Adelaide United and beyond.